Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here from Epiphany Communications and Coaching. And I always love to bring on a fellow coach and an educator. And joining us now is Robert Palmer. He's a writing coach and a team builder. He's been an educator and school leader for 25 years. Robert taught at Eaton Academy, a national exemplary school in Birmingham, Michigan for 6 years, and Royal Oak Alternative Education for 11 years, where he co-founded the school. He has now founded three schools, constantly encouraged for years. Palmer finally decided to create the Raven Institute, offering five schools of personal professional mastery and the new consciousness available throughout Michigan, nationwide, and internationally. Robert, thanks for joining us here in It's Your Community.
Thanks for having me. Oh, I love hearing that. That sounded beautiful.
Great bio there, Robert. Great. So tell us about, let's first start about what is a conscientious coach? Consciousness coach.
A consciousness coach. Yeah. It's a new consciousness coach. When you can't find a job, you create one. So that's what it really is. No, but a new consciousness coach is basically seeing, the Raven Institute, the premise of having the Raven Institute and the premise of my entire life has been that full integration of humanity and the divine has happened. Enough of us have done enough work over the centuries. Enough people have invited this moment, this time, that full integration is here. And really the Raven Institute or a new consciousness coach is someone who for us, we have schools full of tools that reveals that unity, that full integration embodiment that's happened through the art of writing, leadership development, and entrepreneurship. So, we basically ask people to do things, practices that take 5 to 15 minutes and reveal that full integration has happened. And also the new consciousness coach teaches people that, the reality you manifest through your excitement is very different from the one you manifest through fear or lack or force. And so the new consciousness coach is all about teaching people to remember how it feels when things happen with ease and how it feels when things are being forced and you're struggling. Because if you're struggling and you're going through an emotional moment, that means there's usually an old attachment or limitation or belief system that's getting in the way of you experiencing that full integration and ease that life is here to, you're basically here to enjoy now. And at the Raven Institute, our mantra is, you have arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. So the new consciousness coach is all about, encouraging the individual to take full responsibility and empower themselves to start trusting themselves and listening to their inner voice and connecting with higher self, whatever that means for them, and start receiving what they need when they need it and start enjoying life.
Yeah. So, Robert, tell us what led you into being a writing coach. How did this come about?
So, as a teacher, going back to my youth, I always knew that I was here to enjoy life. And, being a new consciousness person, you'd take some bruises along the way. For me, I'd be 8 years old and I couldn't wait to get out on a rainy day and rake the leaves. I just wanted to have that experience. But then somebody would walk in the room and turn it into some duty I had to do. And I better get going. What am I doing? And I'm like, I was just about to go and enjoy myself. And you just turn it into a job.
Yeah.
Now it's not going to be fun anymore. You just spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
And so I've always been that person. And then teaching for over 20 years, I was fortunate enough to co-found two of my own high schools for at-risk kids. And really, my classroom was really a laboratory for the new consciousness. When we look back, we realize, wow, we were doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
For decades, we were empowering people and really putting kids in charge of the campus and the classroom and just saying, look, it's time for, we got to let go of this. Our saying was always, mommy doesn't live here anymore. And you got to let go of that. You're going to be treated like an adult. You're in charge. No one's going to tell you what to do. Children do what they're told. Adults tell people what they're going to do, and then they do what they say. And that's the environment and culture we built in our classrooms. And I'm telling you, those kids would have been there on Sunday if we were open. And you know, one of those examples I like to give about empowerment and the new consciousness is, you know, I used to have to start my exam week a week early because I never wrote an exam. I taught my kids how to write their own exam. Again, I empowered them to do everything. And so their exam would take 6 or 7 hours to complete. So that's a difference between someone who's taking full responsibility and ownership of what they're doing compared to the person who's just doing what they're told. You know, that there's no ceiling on what's possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look around the room, we'd be like, wow, this is the magic sauce right here, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you, I have Robert Kimball to thank at Mercy College of Detroit, the director of education. He really trained us as master teachers. And, you know, the first week of our classes at Mercy College with him, he said, every time we call it the stop yourself principle at Raven. Every time you're about to do something for somebody or someone in your classroom back then, he said, stop yourself and teach them how to do it without you being there. And so because of that moment, I never worked a day in my life, I never even wrote a test. I taught the children how to write. You know, every time I went to do something, I was like, wait, no, I'm going to teach them how to do it. Because knowing what questions to ask is as important as knowing the answers. So that's why that exam example happened, you know, that's just what happens when you start empowering people.
You know, I love that, Robert, because I think we've lost that sense of empowerment, that sense of responsibility, and where we want everybody to do it for us and solve all of our problems and figure it out. And I think this is so needed and so important today.
Yeah. You know, I remember, I kept thinking about, you know, you and I had a talk this week and you were saying, hey, put this in the context of COVID. You know, post-COVID, how does this help people? And I'm like, well, you know, we're so much self-directed now. You're not going to an office and being told what to do all day. You know, you're pretty much in charge, right? And
that's
very
true.
Different.
Yeah,
and people are stepping away from traditional education. Now your kids are with you all day. You know, we're almost, you know, I'm a great studier of culture. You know, I have a social studies teacher. I want to be a folklorist when I grow up. But when you watch documentary films, all right, of indigenous people, the children never leave the adults. They're just always there. And they're just modeling. And they're always, and I'm like, you know, if you're a real estate agent, wouldn't your kid learn a lot more in one day hanging out with you than they would sitting in a classroom for 12 years? And I've always said that. It's like, just go down the list of what they're learning.
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good point. I remember, I have a journalism degree. My undergraduates, I learned everything on the field. I learned how to be a broadcast journalist because I learned from one of the best. In fact, you know, Frank Beckman comes to mind, really ill, God bless him. And, Frank Beckman and Tom Campbell and Dan Streeter and all these Gene Fogel and Rod Hansen, these guys taught me how to be a journalist. You know, they taught me I learned watching them, you know, how to be a really good broadcast journalist and a talk show host. So You're right on, Robert. Right on.
Well, I got to tell you, WJR educated me 24/7 for my entire life. It was always the soundtrack to my daily life. My entire life as a child, you know, J.P. McCarthy, you know, they taught me to be an expert journalist. They just did, right? You know the difference when you grow up, you become a critical thinker because you were listening to people who are critical thinkers.
Absolutely.
Experts,
So Robert, walk us through this. People listening here on It's Your Community that is interested in your writing, your coaching as a writer coach and the new consciousness. How does this work? You know, how do you work with clients?
Yeah, it's always, you know, that's that that quick speech, you know, where you tell people, what is the Raven Institute? Well, we're an organization that's interested in raising the consciousness of the planet through writing, leadership, and entrepreneurship. And then it's always like, well, how? Well, the how is we have a series of workshops for everything that we're expert in. And like, for instance, our writing program is a series of 5 workshops, each containing 5 classes. And you just, anything you throw into that that cycle, gets done. You know, you manage the studio of your creative life, we say, and get things done through writing. So that's just one example. But yeah, they're all a series of workshops, and leadership can apply to everything from a family to a corporate entity.
Yeah. So, you know, what do people discover We talked about this offline. You know, my company, is Epiphany Communications and Coaching. I love helping people have aha moments. And there's a discovery process in the work that you're doing. So when you're working with clients, how are they having these discoveries? You know, what are they discovering? Are they having self-awareness? You know, what is it they're discovering?
Well, in a very large sense, they're just getting what they need when they need it. And that's, we always say put pen to paper, and what you need at that moment is going to reveal itself to you through our techniques. And, especially with our dialogue technique. I've had so many testimonials lately in public at networking events with people who pop up and say, the dialogue tool, the dialogue. So yeah. Really, it's teaching yourself. And I've had a lot of practice to just sit back and allow people to find the answers themselves through experiential learning and just have them try something. And then there's always a reflective period. We always have a discussion afterwards. And that really internalizes what just happened. Again, I never worked a day in my life for this one little question that I ask everybody. I never corrected a paper. I just say, after the experience, hey, how'd it go? What happened? Talk to me about the experience. And I know that person had an authentic experience, whether it's a student in a classroom or an adult CEO of a company that I'm working with. I know from their answer, they had a brave or courageous experience and an honest one. And that's the only thing we're looking for. If you're courageous and honest, you're going to get what you need. You're being.
Yeah.
So that's really, and it's being witness to their journey of self-discovery. And it's a wonderful place to sit, and it's the best show on TV, right?
Yeah. We're talking with Robert Palmer here on It's Your Community from the Raven Institute, founder and instructor. He has a series of workshops he does, writing workshops, and works with leaders and entrepreneurs. And, Robert, we know as coaches, you and I, and you were a teacher for many years, that you learn just as much as you teach through the process. What have you learned throughout the years of teaching your clients and students in these writing workshops?
Well, the best coach or teacher acknowledges quietly to themselves and maybe admits to some of their students, I'm only doing this as a vehicle for me to learn. This is why this is happening. So thank you all very much. And it's like, gosh, that's not very nice. So,
yeah.
But I'm here to learn. For me, it's, I think the big metaphor for me is managing the studio of your creative life. And for me, that is why I came to the planet, I think, was to learn that. And, we tell everyone has a studio. We're all artists of our lives. And when you walk into an artist's studio, you don't see an empty room with an easel 30 yards away by itself in a vacant room. You walk into a room where there's dozens of projects all at various stages of development occupying the same space. And for most humans, 99% of the people we work with, that studio is so packed full of unfinished business and so much dysfunctional energy unconsciously and consciously, because everything, we just put everything in there. It's like our email, it's up to 10,000, I'll get to that. And it just fills up and it just becomes corrupt and impacted and you can't even get in there. It's like a garage where you lift the garage door and you can't even step into it. And that's a lot of people's lives. That all of our, everything we've ever created is in there. All the relationships, our jobs, all our kids, everything's in there. And so we teach people how to get into that studio and start using these tools to energetically settle everything down and become the horse whisperer of that space and start bringing projects and passions and purposes to fruition and getting things. Not quit being the starving artist. Get your stuff out of the studio where you can take it to market and create abundance for yourself and your community. That's what I've learned. And every day I'm learning it more and more. And I keep teaching it. And if I keep teaching it, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you know what, Robert, as you're explaining that studio, I'm looking around my home office and thinking, I got to declutter this place. There's so much clutter in here, the work that I do, because I'm working on so many different things all at the same time. It's such a great point you're making. The Raven Institute is what we're talking about here with Robert Palmer, founder and instructor. Robert, you talk about your writing workshop. So if people are listening, does it go into an order? Like you start with an initial one and then there's the next one. Like, how does that, like, can you kind of give us an overview of some of these workshops?
Oh, that's like my juicy sweet spot you're asking for right there. Mm-hmm. You're like my masseuse today. So, so yeah, the series of five workshops. In workshop one, you master four tools for getting words on paper to, you know, just to be speaking layman's terms. But really, what you're, every subtitle of every of all five workshops has the word reveal in it. So mastering those four tools reveals clarity. Even so, the subtitle for workshop one is kind of lengthy. It's purposeful mess making reveals clarity. So you're learning how to make a mess with a purpose, and paradoxically or ironically, it creates insane clarity in your life and in whatever project, purpose, or passion you're working on. And so ultimately in workshop one, you do something that's called discover a pattern. In other words, you have about 15 to 25 writing sessions in workshop one. And at the end, you ask yourself, what kept bubbling to the surface? What do I keep writing about? And so we identify that as a subject that you now take into workshop two. You take that work, you walk over to workshop two, and you do this thing called focusing the brainstreaming. We're still doing stream of consciousness writing that you've mastered in workshop one, but now it's on that subject that revealed itself. And something very magical happens. You create that. You have multiple sittings in these writing sessions, the focus brainstream, and you create what we call the block of marble. Like if you're a sculptor, and when Michelangelo was told, "Beautiful statue, nice going," he'd say, "Well, the statue was already in the block of marble. I had to just go find it." And that's what happens for the rest of workshop two. After you do the focus brainstream, you engage in about four more tools. We carve away at that writing session and you reveal a framework. So that's the subtitle of workshop two. Focusing the brainstreaming reveals a framework. So now you have a framework for the finished product, whether it's your book, your business, your blog, your presentation, your film, whatever it is, there's the framework. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's literally magical. That's the new consciousness code, is that we teach people that there is no time and space in the creative process. Everything's already been created. It's like the Christian tradition that it always was, is, and always will be. There's no space and time. What workshop two allows you to experience is that this thing was already created. I just had to go find it, like Michelangelo finds the statue in the block of marble. It really is a magical experience. It's so fun. It never gets old. So that's workshop two. Now we go over to workshop three with a framework in our hand. We're like, what do we do? Well, you fill in the frame, and that's drafting. And this is why 100% of people don't enjoy writing, even people who do it for a living, because academia teaches us to draft from day one. And in our program, in a drafting tool workshop three, that you're over 10 classes into, you know, you're already 10 sessions in. And you just fill in the frame, and it's very easy. Workshop three is two activities. You arrange the frame every time you write. Kind of drives the people around you crazy. You're like, get that stuff out of here. And you look at your flow of your framework, and then you just fill in a piece. You pick a passage, and you go, oh, I'm going to expound on that today for 15 minutes. And that's what you do. And you get back to your life. And then workshop four was created because in the academic environment, sometimes things are due tomorrow or yesterday. So I had to create something that allows the entire process to happen in one place. So that's workshop four. And lo and behold, workshop four became the cornerstone of what we do for professional training. Because everybody, we have a shortcut. You can go from workshop one to four, where you go from a free writing from workshop one to a finished piece in a record, you know, very fast amount of time. And you end up with something it's incredibly profound. It's better probably than anything out there that's published. Because of, you know, where you're coming from with it. So it really stands out. So in workshop four is also, if you're going through the full five workshop masterpiece cycle, we call it, workshop four is where you open up the studio and allow people to see what you're working on. And you start really marketing the project because you start creating a lot of pieces really fast that are based on your project that you're working on, your purpose, your passion. And so it's like the artist opening up the studio. Hey, come on in and see what I'm working on. And, you know, the public's like, I really like that over there. When you're done with that, I'm going to buy that. So it really, workshop four became an opportunity to start marketing whatever that big project is you're working on, or get things done in a hurry if you need that done. So, and then workshop five is the revision process, where you actually look at your draft from three different perspectives and you reveal authenticity. So you get the author, the audience, and the work all on the same page, pun intended. So that's your bird's eye view of the time project.
Wow, that's great. We're talking with Robert Palmer here on It's Your Community about the Raven Institute and the work he does as an instructor, as a coach in this process, working with leaders and entrepreneurs. And so, Robert, how is it going since the inception of the Raven Institute and working with leaders and entrepreneurs? How is it helping your clients with their careers and their goals?
Well, I think one of the big trends for us right now is working with entrepreneurs, including the executive branches of companies. And it's really helping them understand and manage their businesses in a new consciousness through the art of writing. And it's been very powerful. The feedback's been fantastic. We really appreciated, some of the CEOs and things like that will sit in and audit things just to see, what's going on. Because I want them to experience the wow factor. I don't want them hearing about it.
Yeah.
So like, get in here.
Yeah.
Get in here and do this with us. And it's just, it's incredible. And for them to hear the voices of the people around them too, through writing, so many answers. It's like, And then the leadership that we're doing, that program, we actually incorporate our writing workshop one into the leadership training now, because it's so powerful that people are writing about what they're experiencing. So they're really integrating. And then remember what workshop one is about. It's discovering a pattern. So now as the person goes through the leadership development program, now at the end of it, they ask themselves, what did I keep writing about? What kept surfacing? Now that becomes something for them to focus on for the next months and years professionally. That's very powerful for the individual and the group that's going through the leadership experience. So,
How do we reach you, Robert Palmer? What is your website? How do they reach you on social media?
So the website is theraveninstitute.us, and you'll see that nice bird's eye view of the writing program I talked about. You'll see everything there. Mm-hmm. And, our phone number is 231-590-3967. I'm still kind of old school. I like to answer the phone and say, hey, let's talk. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the best way. And we do standalone events monthly too, from all of the, from entrepreneurship, actually we do weekly entrepreneurship events, and then the leadership events monthly, and then the writing events monthly, just so you can get a real taste of what we do and start connecting the dots and see what you want to do. Or maybe somebody. We have a brand new product, Vanessa.
Okay.
And we call it Beyond Tutoring. And that's where we're assisting families with their journey of stepping away from traditional education and helping the parent and the child know how, we have 20 advanced learning tools, we call them, where it's total transparency, where you know that the child is engaged and you know what they're learning too. It's on full display.
Wow.
And I always think about, when you say, how is this serving COVID? Well, look at that. On display is engagement. Now I know you're engaged. Now I know what you're learning. Now that happens for professionals too. Like those supervisors, managers, and bosses are like, all these people are at home. I can't even talk. Well, if we start working with you and them, total transparency now, you're not going to go to work. You'll be like me as a teacher. You'll never work another day in your life because our check-ins, you become an expert at just checking in and knowing that people are having an authentic experience.
So. Yeah. So Robert, so for your programs, can they register right on your website? Is that how it works?
Well, we are transitioning into a new website that'll be a lot more interactive like that, where you can even take classes on demand. But for now, it's, contact us. Let's do a free consultation. Let's find out, where you're at. Let's meet you where you are and find out what we can do.
Great. So, Robert, what else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go here on It's Your Community?
Well, I think for me, a lot of people struggle because I like to share this, because creativity and anxiety can't exist in the same space. Mm. And so that's what we found out as new consciousness coaches. And so when people when you're struggling, you're like, I just don't want to do that. It's so hard. It's because you brought anxiety or force or struggle into the room. And creativity is like, nope, I'm over here. I'm just going to watch until you're ready to be embodied instead of separated from your divinity or your creativity. And so now you're trying to create without creativity in the room. And it's like walking through drying cement. And so we teach people how it feels in our 5 to 15 minute practices, how it feels to not be walking through dry cement, how it feels to just be in ease and flow. And now they're like, oh, I can feel the difference. And they start creating a very different reality, a manifesting very different higher frequency of experience compared to when they're just sitting there alone, separated from their community or their creativity. So that's really what the new coach does.
That's awesome. Robert Palmer, thank you for joining us here in Nature Community from the Raven Institute and sharing with us your work and your story and being here with us here on Nature Community. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great information. The RavenInstitute.us, Robert Palmer. If you have any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you get to me, Vanessa Denha. You do that very easily by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can message me there, or you can go to any of my social media platforms on LinkedIn, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, private message me there. And as always, we remind our listeners here on Nature Community to connect, communicate, and collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.